Hi, I'm Susie Starlight.
And I'm Simon Campbell of the Starlight Campbell Band.
Welcome to the Supertone Show.
Love you, but I get so blown away.
Neil Young from Live Weld. And it sounds like he's welding there as well. My God.
What a track to open with.
Yeah. 14 minutes of pure power.
Pure power for our first ever show on Rock Radio UK.
That's Rock Radio UK, folks.
Well, here we are. That was Neil Young and Crazy Horse, 1991.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. I mean, I've seen him a couple of times live, and it never ceases to amaze me, the energy of the guy, you know, the power. And when we saw him, was it in Biarritz?
Yeah.
We saw him?
Yeah, the big festival.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Because the group together in front of the drummer, they only need a stage about 3 metres wide.
Yeah, that's all true. Together. They were just right in the middle, weren't they?
Yeah, just rocking out and actually shaking their heads and generally looking hairy and you know, just...
If there's one thing that I've learned from Neil Young is that he has encouraged me to not worry about what anybody else is doing outside of the band kind of thing, because he's actually, he's just so in the music, it kind of takes him over. He becomes a part of the whole thing. So
that's right.
It's like he just goes into the space, you can see, can't you?
Yeah.
Incredible. All throughout his career, he's just in it. And I love that, because you kind of go, oh, it's okay. Do you mean I can just get in the music? It's like, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Now, talking about Neil Young as well, one important thing I was looking at when we were starting to research the music for this show is about his plight to get music quality and his Neil Young archives and getting everybody to hear music in the quality that had been recorded, because he was saying that Apple just aren't releasing any music in that top tier of high quality audio, you know?
Well, that's right. Nobody does, though. And, I mean, his ill-fated device that he marketed and service, you know. A great shame that it went. But, I mean, to compete against Apple and Spotify and all these people, it's impossible, you know.
But, you know, when we offer studio quality recordings, downloads for our stuff, our music, mm-hmm. and the thing is that when you read it, it's like between 5 and 20% of the actual original quality. What is that about? Why aren't people wanting a full soundscape?
Well, I think it's probably what you're listening to it on, what your devices you're listening to it on. Because if you're listening to it on your phone through little earbuds, you know, you don't pick up the nuances of all that. So it's only when you're listening to it on a more high-end system. And people want convenience. They want small files. Well, now it's streaming, isn't it? I mean, Spotify Premium, I think, it allows high-quality streaming,
yeah,
which is higher than the normal, but even so.
Anyway, it's food for thought, isn't it? I do admire him, though. I've just signed up to his Neil Young archives today, actually, because I'm going to have a route round his filing cabinet.
a route in Neil's filing cabinet. My goodness. Shock, horror, probe.
Let's move swiftly on, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's just play this track, because there's a guy on this album, this single, that makes us both grin. From ear to ear.
And he does plenty of grinning as well.
Your mama can't help you no more. Believe it. Small enough to fit in your life. So I gotta sit down and think about it, 'cause you're taking me out. I lost myself, nothing left to lose. I don't want no more shit now, and I'm tired of living this way. And you're causing, she's lonely just like you. Ooh. I'm not into living this way, and I ain't playing, baby. I gotta make the move with my heart in the dirt and my clothes on the yard. Oh, can't see past your need. Hate, jealousy and greed now. You take everything and I'm out on the street. So
Are you still stirring up shit now? Aren't you tired of being this way? Oh, oh, your mama can't help you no more. Can't do it, baby. Oh, who are you gonna blame? You're making a mess of me.
Doyle Bramhall II and Mama Can't Help You. What a groove on that track. I love that song.
James Gadson. That's all
that's
I can
all,
say.
Yes.
He's a monster.
He is.
And I mean, he played with Bill Withers. If you ever look at any old Bill Withers footage, like the old grey whistle test, he's so laid back. And the bass player is virtually asleep when you see him. But what a groove, man. Incredible.
Do you know, there's a lot of the time when sometimes I just need to hear some Gadson playing because he just makes me smile. What, yeah. Brilliant. So that was taken from Doyle Bramhall's album Rich Man, which he released in 2016. It was his fourth solo studio album. So
he's played with everybody, hasn't he?
I know. Yeah. I saw him on Facebook the other day and he's like jumping on a plane to go off and gig with various people.
Nice guitar player.
Yeah.
And he's got a great sound. He really understands the shit, you know. He's a good man.
So he's played with everyone from Tedeschi Trucks, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, T-Bone Burnett,
the
Elton
mighty
John. T-Bone. Yeah. I love that name, by the way.
Yeah, so do I. I don't understand why I can't have a name like Hambone Campbell or something, or a Footbone, a Toebone. Anyway, I haven't.
And another reason why we chose that track, because we wanted some Gadson. We think Doyle's great, but actually Doyle wrote that song specifically for Gadson's groove, because he said that no one else has a groove like him. No. So it was like this serendipity. We got it. Let's play some Emmylou.
Oh, baby.
We go.
Harris, Wrecking Ball, originally written by Neil Young.
Mr. Young himself.
Yeah.
Gets around a bit, that man, doesn't he?
He did. And this album caused chaos in the country music industry due to the fact it was produced by Daniel Lanois. And did she receive death threats? Am I right?
Something
here?
Like that, because she betrayed country music or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, unbelievable. It? Unbelievable. But, of course, Lanois being my... I think my favourite producer of all time. I love that guy, you know. I love what he does. I love his sensibilities about sound and he's a great guitar player, great songwriter himself. And a beautiful production on that.
Says I looked at the credits for this, actually, and Daniel Lanois plays bass pedals, chant, he's a composer, dulcimer, guest artist, guitar, acoustic, electric, mandolin, percussion, vocal harmony. He keeps himself busy in the recording room, doesn't he? Really, in that space, he's totally ambidextrous. Well,
he's
I was going to say,
yeah, he's always on those records somewhere. And Brian Blade's playing drums on that, isn't he as well?
Yeah, you asked me about that, and the thing is, you can tell it's him, can't you?
Yeah, he worked with Lanois a lot, but it's great, you know, the lovely song and beautifully. Produced and interpreted by Emily Harris.
I know, and it won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album as well. And it's the thing with our Supertone show is that we're blues, but we're songwriters, so it's songs. We're not really constrained by any kind of labels.
Mm.
That's the thing you'll find with the show over the next few weeks and months as you listen in and share the music that we love to play and we love to listen to.
Well, this is the stuff we listen to at home, you know,
yeah.
And it's and that's what we're playing for you. So it's like being in our front room drinking
Indeed.
Tea.
Welcome. Put the kettle on, love.
Yeah, put kettle on.
And now, here's a track, especially because it would have been Elmore James's birthday.
Look on yonder wall, hand me down my walking cane. Look on yonder wall, and hand me down my walking cane. I got me another one, babe. Yonder come your man. On yonder wall, hand me down my walking cane. Look on yonder wall, hand me down my walking cane. Well, I got me another woman, baby. Yonder come your man. Husband went to the wall, and you know it was tough. I don't know how many men he done killed, but I know he done killed enough. Look on yonder wall, hand me down my walking cane. Well, I got me another woman. Now, baby, yonder come your man. Thank you. another woman. And baby, yonder come your man.
Look on Yonder Wall by Keb Mo. I love that name, Keb Mo.
Yeah.
It's his new moniker. I was reading up about him. He sounds cool though, doesn't he? So that was really, that was a song, a cover of Elmore James's song, which is on an album called Strange Angels, In Flight with Elmore James. And it was released a couple of days ago. And it's celebrating his music, really, which is great. But that song makes me happy. It's like, dum, dum, it's got some sort of comedic element to it, which I really like. I really enjoyed it.
Well, Keb Mo, he played for Obama, didn't he, in the White House, that thing.
Yeah.
That was a great show, you know. He's a great artist, and he's had loads of Grammy nominations.
11, just Blimey. A few.
That's all right.
No, it's weird. And when we talk about the awards and things like that, more and more I'm realising, and what I really love is the relationships between the musicians on the road and how people sort of play on each other's music and recordings and jam live and stuff. That's the stuff I love to do, and that's the thing that makes my heart warm.
Is
reading those stories, not those award things. And that's just, you know, they're great to be acknowledged, and it's a beautiful thing. But also, it's more important in the life that you live and the smiles that you share, isn't it? And the stories. That's what I really...
And the music that you play with.
And it opens doors, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it does. It helps you to meet people. And then you get on with it in the room. It's like, get a guitar and let's jam.
Well, some of the best times we've had were in the studio when we were in Spain and just jamming out, you know, with our guests and people.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, you know. So anyway, more of that later on.
Indeed.
Please talk to your daughter for me. to your daughter. She done made me love her, and I ain't gonna leave her be. You should talk to your daughter. 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 She done made me love her, and I ain't gonna leave her be. You should talk to your daughter. 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 She done made me love her, and I ain't gonna leave her be.
Robin Ford, Talk to Your Daughter. Oh, my God, the first time I heard that, it blew me away.
Really?
I'd never heard of the guy before. And he's, you know, I mean, now he's become a real monster in terms of the his publicity, and people all over the world love, because his guitar sound, you know, he's a great player, but he was really known for his guitar sound. As soon as I heard that track, that's when I knew I had to get a Dumble amplifier. Of course, I didn't know how much they were then. And... And we've had many clones, and the current one I've got is a Van Weelden, a great machine, you know. But his sound, it just really captivated me, and his touch and the sensitivity of playing, his musicality, you know, it was great. And that whole album is amazing.
He's kind of got that sort of crossover jazz kind of blues sort of fusion thing going on, hasn't he, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the man on that, you know. Him and Larry Carlton, of course. And there's a lot of YouTube videos if you want to bore yourself to death and watch him playing. But together, they are dynamite, you know. I mean, there is some real magic. Real magic. And
well, I mean, I never actually heard about Robin Ford until I met you and you told me about him. And I was just reading up about him. And his first instrument was a saxophone. He started playing age 10.
Which probably explains his jazz sensibilities.
Exactly.
The scales and stuff. You know, he really understands that stuff.
He does, doesn't he? So yeah. He picked up a guitar at 13. But his dad, Charles, was a country and western singer before he joined the army.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either. My goodness, Robin.
And he actually toured with George Harrison, which I didn't know.
And our keyboard player, Johnny Henderson, actually plays in Europe with him when he was your last time. So,
that's cool, though, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Hi, Robin. Coming in. Stick the kettle on, love. So it's a kettle theme.
I'm not going to ask Johnny to get his autograph next time he's playing, because that would just be too much, but I feel like a schoolboy. It's like when I met Andy Powell for the first time, you know, my hero, you know, from Wishbone Ash. And I just wanted to go, "Oh, Andy, I love you." But unfortunately, I managed to restrain myself.
I watched
and
it.
Try
you
and
held it together really well, actually. Yeah. Anyway, let's move. Oh, I'll tell you what. I love this next song. This is all about beards and Texas.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans. Well, now Jesus just left Chicago. Thank you.
Jesus Just Left Chicago, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Well, you know, another marvellous guitar player, Billy Gibbons. And Jimi Hendrix said he was his favourite guitar player and gave him, I think it was the Strat that he used on that very track. Yeah. And that, I mean, it, again, he really turned me on with his guitar sound when when I first heard that, you know. Best of ZZ Top, the original one, you know, the one with all the old stuff on it, is just fantastic.
Yeah, the Tres Hombres album, that was their third album. They released it in 73.
Yeah, amazing. Just beautiful, you know. He's got a great feel for playing, very laid back. And, you know, Frank Beard and Dusty Hill, they're just a fantastic power trio.
Thanks for
know?
Mentioning the bass, by the way, because the bass is so important on that track. Because you don't realise it's very difficult for people to play that laid back and to keep it loose but groovy. He's just brilliant at it.
Well, he is, yeah. And, you know, I mean, they've made an awful lot of money out of it and also got some great fans and created some great music, you know.
Yeah, the more and more I hear their early stuff and just sort of, I so respect ZZ Top and they're all just ace. I just love those guys.
The disappointing thing for me is that most people know them for the later stuff with Give Me All Your Lovin' and all that sort of carry on, you know. And that's not the best stuff. It's that very early stuff, you know, which was really, really cool.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know, and you could just see him in LaGrange, you know. And of course, I went to LaGrange with my mate Phil Swan. I've got a picture of myself on the sign outside LaGrange. Yeah.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town.
Yeah, incredible.
They got a lot of nice girls there.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't see any. But anyway, let's move swiftly on.
The birds fly a lot better than we do. See how they wheel and bank and glide? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird. Stretching up for something that's just out of reach. But I'll get it. After all, what I want isn't as easy as all that. I've got to do 400 miles an hour, turn on a sixpence, climb 10,000 feet in a few minutes, dive at 500 without the wings coming off, carry 8 machine guns.
Hello, Hunter Leader, Hunter Leader. Earth is approaching Beachy from Southeast Angels 1-5. Over. Bandits are now about 3 to 4 miles south of Beachy. You should see them any minute, they're down south of you. Hello, Hunter Leader, Hunter Leader, thermal control falling. Can you see them? Can you see them?
Public Service Broadcasting.
Again, the first time I heard that track, I was really captivated by that. I like the way that they used, well, literally, the public service broadcast of the past. Yeah. And then the groove, I thought the groove was really good. And then that guitar, that riff. Great riff, really cool riff. And I just love the whole feel of it, you know? I know it's not specifically blues, but all this stuff is based around those three chords, you know?
Yeah.
It's all based around the blues.
Yeah, well, that track was called Spitfire, and they've worked closely with the British Film Institute. And what I really... They've got some interesting names, these band members. Their first gig was when there was only one member of the band, and that was Will Goose. Great name.
No.
In 2009, his first gig was on his own in the Selkirk Pub in Tooting.
Tooting.
It sounds the Selkirk Pub in Tooting. I've got this northern accent, but it's a southern thing anyway. But I just love the way that they've really organically developed.
Yeah. And all the stuff. I mean, I haven't seen them live, although Joe, our son, I think saw them relatively recently. He said they were great, you know?
I know, and I think we're definitely going to catch them live when we can next. So that's Public Service Broadcasting, and we want to finish and close the show this week with Scottish folk legend Hamish Imlach.
I really have a very close affinity with him because he is the father... or was the father, because he's sadly passed away, of Fiona Imlach, who is one of our great friends.
Amazing woman.
Yeah, great woman. And the other night, we were staying at their house. We were sort of touring around England. We stayed at their house and got extremely drunk. And I ended up playing his beautiful Guild G212 12-string guitar, which was fantastic. It sounded great.
Mm.
Battered up, and it was Hamish's original guitar. And later on, she told us the story of how Eric Clapton had played it, and also John Martin, and how they all played together at this little club
in Dorking, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. There's stories with the music, which I really love. And this song that we're going to play for you is called Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. And it was actually banned by the BBC at one point because they didn't quite understand the double entendre. So they kind of just banned it. And it was the most, it's like, no, fear. The British Forces radio, they actually, it was the most played song, requested song in like late 60s, early 70s.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because it was what happened was, I think Hamish rewrote the original and changed some of the words. Really, it was an adaptation of an American gospel song, and the original was called Virgin Mary Had a Little Baby.
No,
it was actually written by two guys called Ron Clark and Carl McDougall, and Hamish rewrote some of it, and he made it his own. And they say that his laugh was like gargling razor blades. And I watched a video of Hamish on YouTube. You've got to check him out. Hamish Imlach, right? He's a dude. They've called him a raconteur who taught Billy Connolly, true, mm-hmm. a singer who taught Christy Moore, and a blues guitarist who taught John Martin.
Blimey.
So this guy, amazing, really thick Glaswegian accent as well. Really, yeah. But you could just imagine having a few whiskies with him and having a great crack, couldn't you?
I couldn't imagine a few whiskies with him. He played Drink Me Under the Table by the look of him, and you know, which is not very difficult.
And Fiona was telling us a story, isn't she, that when Hamish used to play in Germany and tour Europe a lot, and he had to kind of translate some of the words because the Germans obviously didn't know that a kludgy was a shared toilet in a tenement block. And I didn't know either.
Neither did I.
And it's like things like sand shoes are actually sneakers. So it was a very much a very colloquial sort of dialect that was used in the song. So it makes it very much a local thing, you know?
A kludgy, I thought you'd eat it and perhaps put some jam in it or something. I don't know. Anyway, obviously not.
And do you know what Gorbals is?
Well, I know it's a place in Glasgow.
Did you know that? I didn't know. Well, that's excellent. 10 points to Gryffindor.
Rub some cream on it, perhaps.
Okay.
A dose of antibiotics.
What about VP Lanlick?
Never heard of it.
Apparently it's a cheap fortified wine.
Ah, a bit like Thunderbird, of course, in the States.
Of course, yeah.
But it's a shit. I think Thunderbird's a sherry. I can't remember now. Anyway.
Talking about fortified wines, I think it's we're drawing to the close of our first Supertone show on Rock Radio UK.
Rock Radio.
Yeah. So you can find us on the dial every Thursday at 4 o'clock. And then from March will be repeated on Friday mornings at 9.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. It's very exciting.
And then, of course, it's going to be on Mixcloud and Spotify and iTunes the week after.
Across the world.
Across the world.
And if you want to get in contact with us, we have an email address.
Yeah.
What is it again?
podcasts@supertonerecords.com.
Cool.
And you can get us on Facebook and
say hello.
Yeah, look us up on the web. Starlight Campbell or Supertone Records, you'll find us there.
Yeah.
Just give us a shout.
The main thing is the show is about hanging out and playing music and enjoying music and having a good natter.
Totally.
Okay. So here we go. Let's have some Hamish Imlach.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks very much for listening.
Well, who told the East? There came a hard man, whoa, all the way from Brighton, ha, 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 glory, hallelujah, caught liver oil and the orange juice. Well, he went into a pub and he come out paralytic, whoa, VP and cider, ha, 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 what a hell of a mixture. God, liver oil and the orange juice. Sex rears its ugly head now. Does this bus go to the dentist and Pally? Whoa, I'm looking for a lumber. Glory, hallelujah. God, liver oil and the orange juice. Eyes up the talent, and lo and behold, in the Johnson, he met Harry Mary. Oh, the fluoro, the gorbals. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Chats her up. Oh, new Mary, are you Johnson? Oh, no, it's just the way I'm stoning. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Rebuffed. Well then, Mary, you're one in a million. Oh, so's your chances. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Rebuffed again. Well then, Mary, can I run you home? Oh, I've got a pair of sand shoes. Yeah, love that funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Never say die. Sways about nonchalantly, picking his nails with his bayonet, and he knocks it off. Well, down through the back clothes and into the tunny. Oh, it wasn't it for the first time. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Then out came her mammy. She was gone to the kludgy. Oh, I buggered off sharpish. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. New Harry Mary's looking for her heart, man. Oh, he's joined the Foreign Legion. Sahara under a camel's. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Then Harry Mary had a little baby. Oh, his father's in the army. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.